On the show today, we have Credit Union Data Exchange's very own Adam Wright. He's here giving us a quick update on Credit Union Data Exchange, also known as QDEX. And in particular, he's talking about security and governance with QDEX and how it helps credit unions in those areas. So good stuff here from Adam, so I hope you check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Credit Union Data Exchange's very own Adam Wright on the program. Adam, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Mike. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad you're here because today we're talking about security and governance with, now is the obviously the acronym is CUDX for Credit Union Data Exchange, but is there a name? Is it QDEX or?
We've been calling it QDEX, yeah.
QDEX, okay. Got it. Well, we'll call it that then on the second reference. So security and governance with QDEX. But before we get into that, what's the latest with Credit Union Data Exchange? What's going on with this right now?
We are marching straight ahead. We are gathering participants, and we've had a couple of in-person council meetings. So at this point, we have seated board. We have initial bylaws ready to be approved. We have member agreements ready to go out, and wow. We are marching forward with identifying priority use cases and all of the data elements that we need to inform those and the governance around those. So
right,
definitely marching straight along.
Good deal.
We should have demo content ready to talk about at the Edge conference.
Oh,
in May.
Be there.
And we're hoping to have 100 credit unions by the end of the year and making
wow.
this thing real.
Good for you. Good for you. And also GAC is coming up too. So I'm sure there'll be a big splash there, right?
Absolutely. I'll be there speaking and we'll have some wire diagrams and layout content to show people what we're working on initially and then putting real data into it as soon as possible.
Well, that's going to be very exciting to talk about for sure and to see too. So, and then to have some credit unions coming up around the turnpike there using it as well. So how does QDEX, how does it keep credit unions data safe? Can you kind of lay that framework there?
Absolutely. Let me start by saying that QDEX is definitely dedicated to protecting credit union data and safeguarding member privacy. As you can imagine, the existence of QDEX depends on meeting the privacy concerns of our participating credit unions head on. So we are definitely stacking that at the top of our priority list.
Got it.
So to answer the question, how does QDEX keep credit union data safe? Ultimately, we do that by starting with an overarching philosophy about security and then leveraging top tier technology and some collaborative governance around it in our approach. So, if we start with the approach, QDEX takes a philosophy-driven approach. That underlying philosophy, driving policies and practices, is based on the idea that the value of analytics comes from the ability to observe trends, to draw comparisons, make predictions related to key product and member metrics that are important to credit unions. Those use cases in general do not depend on personally identifiable information, right? They're mm-hmm. aggregated. You can take things about members, things about their accounts in order to learn and predict without actually exposing anything that identifies those members. So, with that in mind, in general, that information doesn't even need to be pulled into the data lakehouse that's going to be used to deliver them. Any use case that would involve personal data is an exception that requires special handling and controls to ensure that all the credit union leaders would consent to the use of their members' data mm-hmm. and that there are tight controls employed around the movement and use of any of that data. But right now, those are exceptional cases. We're really pushing toward delivering value without exposing or risking the exposure of anything personal. And then the last thing really to mention is that QDEX is employing a common data model that enables credit unions the flexibility to participate without even uploading mm-hmm. PII into their raw data locker if their member privacy agreements would prevent doing so.
Gotcha.
So what we're trying to do is drive value, eliminate or definitely minimize any risk, and then, any exception to that is tightly controlled and has to have the explicit consent of the participants.
Gotcha.
The next prong really is the technology that we've chosen. Mm-hmm. The tech chosen enables best-in-class security. QDEX is deployed on Microsoft Azure and Snowflake, allowing participating credit unions to take advantage of top-tier security features that are constantly monitored. They're constantly updated, you know, to keep security risks at an absolute minimum. You know, in addition to protecting from unauthorized access, you know, Microsoft and Snowflake, these platforms ensure encryption and anonymization features that allow us to ensure that no personally identifiable information or PII is even pulled into the data lakehouse, as I mentioned before. And those platforms also allow for the management of data in layers, as well as the delivery of data in distinct environments.
Mm-hmm.
So that prevents the exposure of any personal data. We would only make available to participants, you know, the environments or the layers that do not include the PII, again, unless there's some exception.
Right, granted. Right.
And then, you know, tight controls ensure any raw data uploaded, you know, cannot be accessed by any other participants and that there's consent behind those. And then finally, you know, again, philosophy or approach, the technology chosen, and then governance itself. QDEX governs its data based on inputs from its owners, participating credit unions. You know, and it's all of the governance, including the privacy, risk, and compliance aspects of governance, are driven by advisory councils that are made up of nominees from those participants. Those councils meet frequently. We meet monthly at least.
Yep.
And we meet in person for workshops quarterly. In fact, we're about to have our second one starting this week. So those workshops and those meetings allow, you know, frequent collaboration and iteration on policy and procedural guidance that QDEX uses. And it's important to note that membership, again, it's made up of representatives nominated, subject matter experts nominated by the credit unions themselves. And by doing that, we're able to represent that sort of diversity of views and concerns that exist across the credit union community to ensure that we're protecting member privacy and delivering value.
Yeah, that is utmost importance for sure, for sure. So how will QDEX continue to keep credit unions' data safe in the future as technology and credit union needs evolve? Because this has been the big talk for many years now because things are changing faster and faster, and so everything continues to evolve. So how do we keep that stuff safe as things evolve?
Well, that's a great question, and I think the simple answer is that is we'll maintain the same tenets that I just mentioned, Well, we'll stick with a security first approach you have to design for security and design for governance, just like you design to get value, right? So if we take a security first approach to the design and implementation of QDEX and create insights without risking PII, that's kind of the first step.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have some trust and some oversight or some monitoring of how well those top tier cloud providers are going to adapt. But in general, I think you can trust, you know, the best in market providers. They have such a concern of their own to make sure that they're out in front of the threats that are evolving, you know, out there in the data world, that by using those top tier providers, that's another layer. And then finally, just by continuing to iterate with the advisory councils, having our ear, you know, on the pulse of the credit union industry.
Yeah.
If those concerns, if for some reason people get more comfortable, we can adapt accordingly.
Yeah.
If they get more strict, we can adapt accordingly and just generally, you know, change the way things go.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as we evolve and we develop our data policies about what gets retained, how long it gets retained, in what way is it segregated, is any PII that we gather segregated from anything that's accessible. All of that is adaptable with just decisions made by the councils and appropriate assessments.
Well, it sounds like you have your ear on the pulse of the credit union industry, but your eyes on the horizon technology-wise. So
that's the goal.
Using most of those senses that we have, for sure. Well, you got to have to these days, for sure. So how can a credit union get involved with QDEX or even join a council? Because you talked about that in your previous response. So it sounds like something that I think folks would want to embark on.
Absolutely. There are definitely still opportunities to participate in QDEX and to have a designation from your credit union sit on one of the advisory councils. We do have three councils,
okay.
Research and Innovation Council, that's focused on identifying use cases and the way data can be leveraged to create value. A Data Governance Council, which has everything to do with the how, the different ways the data is actually going to be moved and,
right.
and housed and everything else. And then a Data Risk, Privacy, and Security Council, that, you know, definitely has the ear of the CISO and all the people that are concerned about data privacy. So all you have to do really to participate, the easiest thing for me to tell you to do is reach out to me.
Sure.
At awright@qdex.com.
Okay.
There's also a qdex.com website. In fact, we are on pace to publish new content and a new look to that website by the end of this month. So
oh,
probably
wow.
by end of February, that is. Mm-hmm. So by the time this is uploaded, there's a good chance that all that will be working.
Oh, perfect.
Or come see me. I'm going to be at GAC. I'm going to be at the NACUSO conference in Orlando
cool.
in April.
Okay.
And I'm going to be at Edge in Nashville in May. So any one of those different ways, reach out. And I'm happy to talk your ear off, arrange a call with your leadership, and tell you all about QDEX and how you can participate and how it can be valuable to you.
Good deal. Well, I'm going to see you at all three of those probably. So, awesome. We're going to get a lot of airtime with you, Adam, for sure. So, and what was the website again? I'm sorry. Cause I'm
CUDX.com.
Okay. Easy enough. Okay. Good deal.
Yep.
And your email is awright@CUDX.com. So we'll put that stuff in the show notes so we can get right to you. Anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we're still just starting in the beginning of this. So this is the beauty of it. So we're really on the launch pad here and it's going to be really exciting. I think 2024 is going to be exciting and a busy year for you, especially.
Definitely. And I think it's important what you just said, pointing out that we're really at the beginning of this, but I also really want to emphasize that this is becoming real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have identified priority use cases. We have identified the critical data elements needed for those priority use cases. We are drafting these rules. We do have member agreements ready to go out. So, you know, between now and May, we're marching toward at least a proof of concept use case to show just how real this is and just how powerful it can be, even if it doesn't have 100 credit unions worth of data in it.
Sure.
Yet, right. So, you know, I would just emphasize that for those listening that are curious, if you think you're interested in joining, there is an advantage to getting in on the ground floor still.
Being completely.
Able to somebody on a council.
Yeah.
And have those inputs to make sure that QDEX is being tailored to what your leadership needs most.
Well, and getting in on the ground floor really benefits the credit unions that come after you as well. So if you want to be one of those pioneers, so to speak, I think that's pretty a pretty cool thing to hang your hat on and to really set the tone for the rest of the industry.
I agree. I think it establishes your credit union as a thought leader.
Yeah,
in the industry, if you really actively contribute and participate in QDEX. Yep.
Good deal. All righty, Adam. Well, I know you have a full plate. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but thank you so much again for this QDEX update. And again, we'll be talking several times this year as you guys keep moving on up. So it's going to be really a lot of fun to watch and to see the credit unions really benefit from it as well. So it's going to be exciting. Look forward to it.
Me too. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you today.